Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 8, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Docs AI partners with Perpetual Corporate Trust and Microsoft. Australia-based Docs AI has partnered with Microsoft and Perpetual Corporate Trust to provide new technologies to financial services companies. Mogo expands partnership with Snowflake. Canada-based digital wealth and payments company Mogo has announced the expansion of its collaboration with data cloud firm Snowflake. Zain Bahrain launches Bead app. Telecommunication operation Zain Bahrain has launched a new fintech company, the Bead app, as part of its development strategy in the Middle East and Africa. Vakif Bank chooses IGCB for digital banking transformation. Austria-based Vakif Bank International has selected Intellect Global Consumer Banking, S. IGCB, Intellect Digital Core and Digital Lending to transform its overall banking experience. Wells Fargo partners with Setpoint. U.S.-based bank Wells Fargo has partnered with Setpoint, a financial services provider, to enable the latter to expand its payment disbursement capabilities. Commerzbank AG partners with Surecomp. Germany-based Commerzbank AG has announced its partnership with Surecomp to deploy its DocaEng tool for back-office trade finance processing across several entities. IDEMIA secure transactions partners with Arab National Bank. IDEMIA secure transactions has partnered with the Arab National Bank to launch a card developed with braille printing technology in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Brainrock partners with Layer 2 Financial. Global financial services provider Brainrock has announced its partnership with Layer 2 Financial Network in order to expand its cross-border payments capabilities. Alipay introduces additional e-wallets in Thailand. Cross-border digital payment provider Alipay Plus has announced the availability of an additional 9 international e-wallets in Thailand's 7-Eleven stores. Nuvei to launch an omni-channel payment solution. Canada-based fintech Nuvei has announced the launch of its omni-channel payment solution for merchants and platforms, for an unified commerce. Trustly integrates MX Technologies services. Open banking payments provider Trustly has integrated MX Technologies data enhancement services as part of its open banking product suite. Payrock acquires Sterling Card to enhance presence in Canada. U.S.-based payment processing platform Payrock has acquired Sterling Card Payment Solutions to provide augmented card present solutions in the Canadian market. Onfido considers selling to Entrust Corp. UK-based technology group Onfido has engaged in advanced talks to sell its entire operation to U.S.-based Entrust Corp. according to Reuters. Cooperativa partners with Resistant AI for document verification. Czech Republic-based insurance company Pojivna Cooperativa has partnered with Resistant AI, a company specializing in financial crime prevention using artificial intelligence and machine learning. Chainlink to increase PYUSD adoption with secure price feeds. Web3 services platform Chainlink has announced it now supports a PYUSD, PayPal's USD-backed stablecoin issued by Paxos, price feed on the Ethereum mainnet. Zeon Global and CallPay forge South African payments partnership. South Africa-based Zeon Global has teamed up with CallPay to increase Web3 payments adoption in South Africa. FSB says FCA's access to cash proposals lack ambition. The Federation of Small Businesses has criticized proposals by the Financial Conduct Authority to broaden access to cash as unambitious. MEPs nod through 10-second instant transfer rules. The European Parliament has adopted new rules to ensure transferred funds arrive within 10 seconds into the bank accounts of retail customers and businesses across the EU. Metaverse to place new demands on payment services, BIS. The metaverse could place new demands on payment services that may be better met by central bank digital currencies and retail faster payment systems than by crypto, according to a Bank for International Settlements report. Trustly adds context to merchant data with MIX. MX Technologies, Inc. has announced MX's data enhancement services will be leveraged as part of Trustly's open banking product suite. MasterCard collaborates with the Egyptian banks company on digital payments. MasterCard collaborates with the Egyptian banks company, EBC, the advanced payments network and domestic operator in Egypt. Bright Payments joins the Payment Association. Bright Payments, a leader in instant bank payments, today announced that it has joined the Payments Association EU as a patron member. MoneyGram adds 4 senior hires to leadership team. MoneyGram International, Inc. MoneyGram or the company, a leading global financial technology company that connects the world's communities, is pleased to announce 4 strategic appointments to its senior management team, responsible for the acceleration of the company's global digital strategy. Sabre onboards 40 customers for virtual payments with Revolut. Sabre Corporation, NASDAQ, SABR, a leading software and technology provider that powers the global travel industry, and Revolut, a global fintech company that offers banking services, announced today the successful results of their partnership, which is propelling the B2B payments process for travel agencies. Callpay adds one-click crypto checkout from Zion Global. Zion Global, a Web3 payments provider, has announced a strategic partnership with Callpay, a major player in South Africa's payments industry. TransferGo strengthens leadership team for global expansion. TransferGo, the global fintech creating a fairer world for millions of hardworking migrants, today announced the addition of 3 high-caliber professionals to its executive team to spearhead rapid global expansion and consolidate its presence in existing markets. UBS launches tokenized warrant on public blockchain. UBS has launched Hong Kong's first investment-grade tokenized warrant on the Ethereum public blockchain network. Crypto custodian BitGo moves into private securities with Brassica acquisition. Crypto custody specialist BitGo has acquired Brassica, a fintech specializing in providing back-end infrastructure services for private securities and alternative investments. Financial terms were not disclosed. Ing receives summons from investors over financial crime controls. Today Ing and certain board members were served with a writ of summons for litigation in the Netherlands on behalf of investors who claim to have suffered financial losses in connection with Ing's disclosures on historic shortcomings in its financial economic crime policies, related risk management and control systems, the investigation buy-in settlement with the Dutch authorities in 2018 and related risks for Ing. RegTech DOCS tribute raises 820K. Distributed ledger technology-based RegTech DOCS tribute has raised 820,000 from a gaggle of angels in a pre-Series A funding round. Pagaya closes a $280 million credit facility with BlackRock. AI-focused technology company Pagaya has closed a $280 million credit facility with BlackRock US Private Capital. European Parliament adopts new instant money transfer rules. The European Parliament has adopted a new set of rules to ensure that transferred funds arrive immediately in bank accounts across the EU. Worldline plans to reduce its workforce by 8%. France-based digital payments company Worldline has announced it would cut its global workforce by 8% as part of its cost reduction plan. Cross River partners with Aeropay. Embedded financial solutions provider Cross River has partnered with digital payments provider Aeropay to expand the latter's current offerings. Sabre partners with Revolut. US-based travel tech company Sabre has partnered with global fintech company Revolut to push forward the B2B payments process for travel agencies. Idenfi partners with RaiseFX. Lithuania-based identity verification company Idenfi has partnered with RaiseFX to optimize security and the customer experience in online CFD trading. Kona I to introduce smart cards with IDEX Biometrics in Japan. IDEX Biometrics and Kona I are partnering to deploy biometric payment and access cards in Japan. Payments Canada seeks new CEO as Tracy Black resigns. The Payments Canada Board of Directors today announced that Tracy Black, who joined Payments Canada in 2018, made the decision not to renew her term as President and CEO of Payments Canada. Payments Canada boss quits. The Payments Canada Board of Directors today announced that Tracy Black, who joined Payments Canada in 2018, made the decision not to renew her term as President and CEO of Payments Canada. State Bank of India signs deal with Flywire. Flywire Corporation, NASDAQ, FLYFE, Flywire, a global payments enablement and software company, today announced that it has partnered with State Bank of India, India's largest public sector bank, to enable Indian payers to seamlessly and digitally pay international education-related fees in their local currency, Indian rupees, to higher education institutions all over the world. Adyen half-year revenues up by 23%. Adyen, AMS. Adyen, delivered a period of profitable growth as the company finished its accelerated investment phase of growing its global team. Bloomberg automates workflow for euro swaps versus futures. Bloomberg today announced the launch of a fully automated electronic workflow for the trading and reporting of euro interest rate swap, IRS, V-bond future contracts through Eurex. Finergo arrives on AWS Marketplace. Finergo, the leading provider of digital solutions for Know Your Customer, KYC, Transaction Monitoring and Client Lifecycle Management, CLM, today announces that its Software as a Service, SaaS, CLM solution is now available on AWS Marketplace. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.